God has filled your heart and mind with some wonderful wisdom and knowledge. Please continue to share those with us. God bless and keep you. Another one. It is great to visit your website. Great Hope always has had a special place in my heart. My grandmother Josie loved this church with all her heart, and it was her home church for many years until she went home to be with the Lord in 2007. Bless you, Mark, and then Shirley. Another one, loving the new website. Congrats and well done, all your hard work. Another one, great encouraging in-your-face teaching on repentance. My favorite kind. I love the straight-up approach. No beating around the bush. I love how no matter how many times we read the Bible, study God's Word, or listen to preaching and teaching, we can always come away with a very relevant, now, fresh loaf of bread from heaven. We would literally starve without it. I also want to say that I was very blessed by the testimony segment. Not sure how old the news is, but God's blessings retold always bring new glory to Him. I would like to hear more of your piercing the darkness that Shirley spoke of on the audio. I will look around your website for info on that. Hope you don't mind my commenting every time I listen to a sermon. I am an encourager. Besides that, the Bible tells us to tell of His wondrous works and make known His deeds among the people. So I'm just making known that God is blessing me through this ministry. Thanks and God bless y'all. Patsy Parker. This message, another one, this message really ministered to me, a good smack right between the eyes on some points, but for me, wanting to be a true God-pleaser means going through the pain of discipline and correction. I could so relate to the person of your story with regard to Psalm 51. I have also been that person at a time during my lifetime. I remember listening to a preacher read Psalm 51 on a cassette tape about 25 years ago. His voice and words of the psalm in my memory are as though it were yesterday. Very piercing. God's word heals us. Thank you for the correction. And that we might all adopt that attitude. Love the word and thank you for your ministry and thank you for the correction. Some of them are a little bit lengthy. I found this link on Facebook. So glad, God's timing, of course. I was so encouraged, so blessed by this message, such a confirmation, such a word in due season for Donnie and I. I must say also that hearing your voice, Linda, was so neat. I have been in many fellowships since the days of Zion, which was the old name of our church in Tampa, but none has ever compared or ministered to me in such power as those years spent in the school of the Holy Ghost. The longing has never left me. I am coming back to hear the rest of the message on Job when you post it, and will be checking out everything else here as well. Blessings around to all of you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Another one, this was from a military friend of mine. I happen to notice his name on that. Forgive us our trespasses and those who trespass against us. It took me a long time to come to this realization. I had people from my past who, for whatever reason, chose to bully me, and even long after high school, I was able finally to let go of those negative thoughts and feelings. And another one that came from another military source. My spiritual snacks, which is on the website, are in this case my own thoughts. Just knowing I have friends like Carolyn and Ted in my life is enough to let me know that I am truly blessed in many different ways. The blessing of great friends is a tremendous gift. Sometimes even I fall short of remembering everything I've been given by the Lord, but then aren't I blessed again by remembering that. Another one. What a beautiful sermon. I love to hear the word preached in all of its truths. Mark, you did a great job. Keep it up. People just don't realize the peace received when we forgive others, no matter who is at fault. It is a sweet, sweet peace that can come only from the heart of God. I am praying God will bless your ministry abundantly. And another one, what I have just heard is a message of how God shows us changes as growth takes place in our communities and especially in our hearts. Life changes all around us, but God never changes, and the Holy Spirit is molding us each day into who God wants us to be. Our environment changes, and likewise, so do we, as long as God is in control. Beautifully done, Ted. God bless you. Another one, all the messages are very good and very informative, certainly scripture-based. Their form is simply spoken with words that can easily be understood and yet appealing for surrender to the one and only God. Those are comments that have come in over the website, listening to the sermons and the different spiritual snacks and things. So it's really marvelous. And we're into the hundreds of people. It'll be going up soon. Hundreds of people are going to the website and viewing it. So your prayerful support is powerful. This is an outreach ministry that God has ordained, that we have been looking forward to for many, many years. And it finally, by the grace of God and the hard work of His servants, has come forth. And every time you're here listening to a message from God, it is going out over the website and hundreds, and we're praying for thousands and thousands to have a deep piercing in their darkness, to submit their lives to the Lord and come into that wonderful revelation of salvation in Him. So it's a blessing. And that's just a few of them. They were kind of lengthy, but I want you to hear the depth of how it's touching some of the hearts.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, in all honor to the Lord, praise the Lord. This is not somebody here taking it upon themselves to say, look what we're doing, but to give glory to God for the work that He's doing. It's not us. It's the Spirit of the Lord.
And each of you, and when you came today, you received a little handout here. And this is the thank you letter that is sent to our distance donors. And then, but I got the thought, so many of our wonderful people, they come to church here, they don't get this thank you letter. So from now on, the monthly thank you letter and update that is sent to our distance donors will also be distributed to our attendees and our members here.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? How's your week going? You trusting the Lord? How's our Drew? He's up in...
I'm off this morning. I got up at 4 o'clock. Well, I was up at 4 o'clock. And
he left. That's right. That's right.
Early. His flight left early. And
to go to Indiana.
Yes. He's on his way. And so he'll be there for a week and then back Friday night and then off Saturday. Again. And that's the real deal right there. Saturday is the real thing. So.
And when he goes overseas, at that point, he will not be contactable by a cell phone. That's right.
Yeah, we won't be able to. See, like, Skype or email. And
yeah.
You won't be able to write?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll do all those things. And
I know so many few people write nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's right.
Yeah, he'll be able to connect with us and let us know what's going on.
Right.
And did you know where he's going? He's going to Afghanistan? Yeah. You heard all that.
And that's why I thought she would go crazy and she'd been be in contact with them for a whole year. So I'm glad they come right.
Yeah. And you know why she's not going crazy?
Because she trusts them.
That's right. And kids gathered around Dad. And I just thank God for you guys. You love Him so much. And you realize that, you know, Mom and Dad are not perfect. And there's been times when I said that to my kids, you know. I said, gee, you know, sometimes you're pouring your heart out to me and I'm looking right at you, but, you know, I'm my mind is elsewhere. And that's not good. We need to give the person speaking to us our undivided attention. So I thank God for you guys because your love for your father and your mother manifest is so awesome. It's so awesome that your dad's being sent out in the boat. You know, you're out there and you're pushing him out. But you're pushing him out with God's blessings. Mom and every one of you, it's so awesome to see that. And the Lord's going to take care of Dad. He's going to take care of you guys. And I know you know that. Praise the Lord. And so, Debbie, they're putting their faith in the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of Drew. And he knows that. And he's ready. So he's not going out, he's not going intimidated or even having that element of fear. We all need to have a godly fear in our hearts to be wise how we do, but we need to go forth in confidence in the Lord. And so
I just think it's wonderful the order that God does things in. You know, brought the family closer together.
Yes. 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 And before he launched out, God did a mighty work there, and it was a mighty work because the old adversary, he wants to kill, steal, and to destroy. And they've been able to share the success with others. Whether others drink of that success or not, it's up to them. But at least they can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's just,
I mean, I just seen all of them come together, getting closer.
Yeah, you've seen that, huh?
Yeah.
That's edifying for them to hear that.
I watch the girls rub each other's hair, yeah. Hug each other.
I see it too. And it's really a blessing to me. It really is. And they need to hear that. It's no fleshy thing. It's just the way it is. God's family. We're getting ready to get into something here, but We are to be distinct from all the people on this earth.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you something, and a lot of people may not like to hear this in a church. Unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to tell a difference.
That's right.
Between the world and God's people.
That's right.
Oh man, may God do something in His church, light a fire under us,
yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
To go forth like David did. For 40 days, Goliath, the Philistine, the champion, mocked Israel, which is mocking whom? The Lord God Himself. Stood over across that valley from where they were Israel, for 40 days and mocked Israel. You got somebody to come over here and fight with me? Then bring them forth. And the whole time God is just being godly and being very patient. God's not in a hurry because some idiot is out there shouting against God's people. God's not in a hurry to destroy them. Oh, judgment will come in due time. Because he who is tarrying today, there's going to come a day he will no longer tarry. It may seem like, you know, it's everything's the way it always was. People are married and given in marriage and, you know, they're going to work and they're doing all these things. And just, you know, sun's still coming up, sun's still setting and cyclical things in the heavens and it's all still happening. And so what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that day will never come again. That day is gone. There's never been a Sunday like today right now. I believe this is October the 16th, 2011. Never will be another one. Never has been one. This is brand new today. So anything you've done in your flesh, anything that you regret in your flesh, as you look to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you, it's history.
That's right.
Sink down deep into the sea of forgetfulness. It's gone as far as the east is from the west. To me, doesn't that do something for you?
Yes.
It does me. It gives me great hope.
Yes.
And Junie, honey, I saw you coming in today. A little more fragile. I don't know what you got going on, but I'm saying I noticed that.
Yeah, I fell down and on
her bad arm.
On my bad arm, and I had to go get x-rays, and I had to be off work almost a week, so I go back to work Monday, but hopefully I'm going to see the oncologist tomorrow, so hopefully he gives me good news, because they drew my blood, you know, to see if there was any cancer cells, or because I'm real light on my feet, you know. I fell down several times, so I'm real, you know, almost afraid to get up and go anywhere.
I saw that you were fragile. And it was just on my heart to help you, Debbie, behind you. And we're all rooting for you, by the way. What you see here, what you see going on in the lives of those who are really seeking the Lord, they also see. And we know we hurt. And I know you're hurting. I know you got neuropathy in your feet, your hands. I saw your swollen arm. I've never seen it before because you have your jacket on. I see that. And I want God's favor for you.
That's right.
I don't want you to be in that state. I want God's favor for you. But I want to give you great hope too. The temporary adversities that we have and trials that we have, it's just blink, it's over. Amen. You're going to be with Him forever. Amen. And you will no longer ever have, ever again, neuropathy. Amen. You won't have a cancer cell in your body. You will have duties. You will have responsibilities. You will be in the kingdom forever. Amen. You will have a new body. And there will no longer be anything to be intimidated by or fearful of your body in heaven. So that's hope. No matter what the oncologists say, no matter what anyone says, no matter how many bones are broken, Jesus puts back together the limb that is out of joint for us spiritually to be whole and to be fit.
Praise the Lord.
And these bodies are going to go through quite a bit of trials and adversity. But look beyond that. Look beyond this earth. Look beyond what you see in the mirror.
That's right.
And you will be hopeful. You will. It'll rise up within you. There'll be such confidence and such hope.
That's right.
That God will connect with you and He will lift you up above the shadowy times that you may be experiencing. I don't like to see you come in so fragile and feeling that. I don't like that. The best thing I can do, though, is lift you up, and we're going to pray for you before you leave today and bring you before the Lord.
I appreciate it.
But to see you come in here and to be walking in here with what you have puts other people to shame. In the church, I might say. Because, I don't know, maybe they felt they were up to 2 o'clock last night and couldn't come today. Or whatever. But to see people come, and to see Mike came, who was with us, and all beat up, and Michael, how he was, but he came anyhow.
Amen.
And what a blessing to see that.
Yeah.
And so, praise the Lord. God's in control here.
I thank Michael every day because I have to use his cane to get on.
Thanks, Mike.
And so far, I don't have a cane before, but I do use it at home when I go to get coffee or if I go to the bathroom. I
thank Mike
and say hello, Mike.
You know,
I don't plan on seeing you anytime soon.
I'm gonna share a testimony with you because I just thank God though because the Lord wants us to be distinct. He doesn't want us. God does not want to share us with the world. He will not share us with the world. Come unto me, all you that are labor and heavy laden, and I will what?
Give you.
I don't care what you got going on. Every single person stand up here and tell you what you got going on, and there's no excuse for you not to have rest.
Right.
Even in what I had and intestinal virus and all these kind of things, and I'm on a vacation. Oh, great deal, God, I'm out here, and you never have been sick before, and now I'm sick. You know, I don't go there. I'm just going to enjoy the moment where I am with what I have, looking to Jesus. You do that, that's called obedience. The Lord's going to be pleased with that, and I promise you, the Word of God says, out of obedience will come abundance. Today we're going to be talking about the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But out of obedience will come abundance. Every single time you obey the Lord, you're going to have the abundance of Him supplying your inner man. And you're going to know it. You're going to have strength. You're going to be able to live this life. No matter what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And religion won't do it. Going to church won't do it.
Right.
Relationship with Jesus Christ will, though. You obey Him, you're going to have all the abundance that you need.
There you go. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Stir the pot, Lord.
Yeah.
Stir us up. Give us a heart of passion to speak to people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. He doesn't want us to hurt.
Well, not in the flesh. We're going to feel. We're going to feel adversity. We're going to have tears. We're going to have pain physically. But we're not to hurt like in self-pity, you know, or sorrow for ourselves.
Right.
We're to have passion for souls, yes. And to reach out to these souls because without Jesus, where are they going? Oh, don't say it. Yeah, they're going to hell. I said it. That's where they're going without Jesus. Eddie?
You were singing this song about your ships in the harbor?
Yes.
Well, when you get saved, if you don't take your soul out of the harbor, and she took hers out.
The ship wasn't built to stay in the harbor, was it?
No.
It's built to go out to sea.
Right.
And that's where we need to launch. Praise that. Drew, in a way, is launching out, man.
That's right.
It's not just Drew, but this family.
Mm-hmm.
This family also is going to experience the whole thing. Not just Drew. Each one of us are individuals to experience where we are, what we're going through. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I know sometimes when I pray, I'm probably not really saying everything that my heart desires to say. I'm like, fix this, God, fix this, please, take this away, please. But I've been going through a lot of learning
mm-hmm.
the last year and talking with God and how to talk to God. And I'm realizing that I don't have to say it all. He knows what my heart desires. I mean, I can't put it into words, but He already knows. And He has answered so many prayers that I didn't even know I was asking for. And I just want to praise God how he's working in my daughter's life.
Yes, yes, Lord.
All my, not just my daughter's life, just like your family. It doesn't just affect one.
Yes, ma'am.
It's affecting me in my life, at school, and I mean, everything. He has gone beyond what I could have even asked for. And I just have to praise you, God. I mean,
thank you, Lord.
I can get all emotional here, but.
Okay.
It's been a lot of physical pain, emotional pain, and I'm so grateful I went through it, because I would not be the person I am with
Amen.
God if I hadn't felt it all. I mean, you really can't understand someone's pain unless you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I know Jesus had to come and do what he did for us, because he had to know what the human could endure.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 4 tells us we do not have a high priest who doesn't identify with us our weaknesses. He identifies. He identifies with every single thing that every single one of us are going through. He is a high priest who does understand. He is a high priest who gave his life and lived in this flesh voluntarily. Come down here to all this crud and all the spit and all the scorn and all the brutality that Rome could put on him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Son of the living God. He was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh. Do not think that he can never identify with neuropathy or pain of others and see others rebelling and all they're going through, and you hate it, yet you know where it's going. You see it. He can identify with every single thing that you see going on in this earth. He came to save us and redeem us from that if we so choose. Don't have to. You can push the escape button anytime you want. You can bail out anytime you want. It's too much. Too many G's coming against me. Like in a plane, too many G's, I can't stand this, I'm going to punch out, and you parachute out and you don't go through with it. But sometimes it's good to bail out if that plane's not going anywhere but crashing, so to speak. So you have to discern. Mary?
I've learned that choice is such a valuable thing we just take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, he gives us choice,
mm-hmm.
because he wants us to have that power,
mm-hmm.
to choose him or not.
Yes. Yes.
Because I could force my child to do more things. I could force my child to. I want her to know I love her. I want her to make the right choices. And same as our God, our Heavenly Father, wants us to make the right choices. He could force us to do it. But out of that valuable thing we have, choice, mm-hmm. it's pure love.
How are we going to know this love that you're talking about, this relationship with Jesus Christ? How are we going to know the difference? When we read God's Word, how are those words going to jump out into our heart with passion and fire and a zealousness that is only given by His Holy? How is this going to happen? How can we get closer to the living God? How can this abundance, how can the mouth speak of the abundance of the heart, of the things of God? How can this happen?
The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So you need to ask for it, first of all. You know, draw me, Lord, and then I'll come running after you. You can't work it up. You can't make it happen. You just cry out for it, that hunger. I mean, that's just how I see it.
That powerful. It's one of the answers. You got to ask. A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock. Naomi?
It's like the song we were doing, the more I seek you, the more I find you.
Yes, yes.
The more I find you, the more I love you.
Yes.
And it's only Him drawing you by His Spirit and living it out. That's how.
Does God say, seek me, and He makes sure you never find Him? You know, like hide and seek? We played that game. You made sure nobody found you. I mean, hide and seek. But you try to seek me, man, I'm going to find me a place. You're never going to find me. But God doesn't play it that way. He wants you to find Him. And He has given us the way, the truth, and the life. He's given us the narrow way, the narrow gate, away from the wide way and the wide gate, to find Him. But it's going to be through everyday circumstances and the opportunities that we have to ask Him, to seek Him, to welcome Him, to come in and sit inside to teach us, along beside us to teach us. Every single day is going to open up opportunities. And you, June, came in today. To me, you weren't feeling sorry for yourself. You didn't say anything. You didn't say a word to me. I gave you a hug, and you went back and sit down. But you are here, and you have an opportunity to go one way or the other, to look to the Lord or go south, feel sorry for yourself and all the misery that can come with that. You have a choice. But to seek God, to search for Him, to welcome Him, is going to develop what? Relationship. I'm going to say this real slow. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Every single time it'll work. It works that way. Sow a thought, reap an act. Either a thought of seeking God or a thought of the flesh. If you're not careful, it's going to bring some action. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow that act and reap a what? Habit. Sow a habit, reap what? A character, who you really are. And sow a character, reap a destiny. It works every single time. And so what I see happening, not just here, what I see happening in the great church of Jesus Christ today, people that really want to have that relationship, closer relationship with Him, they're getting away from religion, they're wanting a relationship with Jesus Christ in their daily life, to walk with Him, to love Him, to worship Him, and to welcome Him into every part of their life. I see this happening, and that's what I hear in your testimony, Mary. That's what I see. That's what I see happening in the transformation, the metamorphosis process, going from a worm to a butterfly. And by the way, that's what's going to happen. We are going to be transformed. That's what that word metamorpho means, to be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And just Friday, I saw a real light-colored butterfly in the grass, and he just couldn't get airborne. And I was rooting for that guy. I was rooting for that dude. And he was in among the weedy stuff, and it was delicate. I'd never seen one like it before, ever. He was delicate. It was sort of a creamy yellow-colored, beautiful, so delicate. You could just blow on him. It looked like it'd destroy him. And he was like this, all over on the ground, going like this. You know, like the little train that thought he could. I think I can. But if he just quit, he would never have gotten airborne. But yes, he did get airborne. And I'm sitting there like all the host of heaven. I mean, it's my life. It's my daily life. And looking at something and rooting for something and also relating the spiritual parallel to my own life. Yes, Mark, you can do this. I grope for God when I share things with you. Even today, even this moment, each breath that comes out, I'm seeking God to edify you in some way. Yet, as it comes back to my own ears, I'm encouraged too. I don't know how else to do it. But to look to God, research His Word, and in the moment look to the Lord how He wants to relate it to your life and my life. That we would be edified to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not the world. Not religion. Not church, but Jesus Christ. And when that guy, he didn't quit, he kept going like this. He got up off the weedy part, and he got up in the air a little bit, and he went like that, and he came back up, and then he flew away. I was just... I love it. Got up. Got going. Junie, flap your wings. Yes. And keep looking to the Lord. He's going to take care of you. Very, very important to understand that.